hoping for a strong finish. Welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This has been the wettest growing season that I can remember, especially July and August.
I think we got the best corn crop we've had in years.
Tennessee row crop farmers are heading into the home stretch of the growing season, now just days away before the fall harvest begins. Gibson County farmer Todd Littleton is expecting better than average yields on his family's corn crop, especially considering the differing weather conditions from a year ago.
We've had better than 10, 12 inches the last 2 months, and that's unheard of in our part of the world. Last year we were almost 70-80% through the corn harvest by this time, and we're looking at probably another 2 weeks before we even start this year. But I think we've got probably double the crop out there, so we're looking forward to getting started.
Statewide, the corn crop is in mostly good to excellent condition. Silage harvest has begun with good yield reports, but there are some concerns over the soybean and cotton crop. Taylor Sullivan farms in Haywood County.
The last 3 years we've had extremely hot and dry conditions, and then we did a 180 degree turn. You know, we too cool and too wet. But I mean, the beans and the corn look real good. Some of our later wheat beans, I hope the time don't run out on them. They got planted a little bit late, but I think we have more hope for them making real good than we do cotton, which we're going to have some cotton. I think it'll be pretty good, but overall, I don't think it's the bumper crop we've had before.
Now, according to USDA, most all crops are about 2 to 3 weeks behind their normal progress. Still good chances for excellent yields this fall. 880,000 acres of corn for harvest is forecast at nearly a state record of 146 bushels to the acre, and cotton is forecast at 979 pounds of lint per acre from the state's 260,000 acres. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.